When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
There's nothing wrong with your radio. That was Mariah Carey doing the beginning of All I Want for Christmas. No, we're not doing a Christmas show here in June. It's not Christmas in June, okay? That song, which you're probably more than familiar with, is the subject of a $20 million copyright infringement lawsuit by someone named Andy Stone. And to help us navigate how this could possibly work, we have with us an expert from the attorney from Saper Law Offices, Dahlia Saper. Thank you for being with us this evening. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me on.
All right. So are you familiar with this lawsuit or no?
I read it this evening in preparation for our conversation, and I have to say I kind of laughed. It's a very poorly written complaint, and many of the acts under which it's seeking relief probably, don't apply.
Can you
tell you what's going on?
Yeah, can you legally explain that as to what has to happen for something like this to be successful?
Well, I mean, if you're claiming copyright, let's high level, as you mentioned, we've got an artist, Andy Stone, a.k.a. Vince Vance,
yes,
who wrote a Christmas song with the same name about 5 years or so before Mariah Carey's song, of the same name became a hit. And we don't know why, but for some reason, 18 years later, he's decided maybe, funds are low, he needs some revenue.
Yeah.
So let's go after this artist who's widely popular and successful and try to get $20 million. But the reason this is getting so much news and attention is the length of time he's waited to file.
Right.
And the question everyone is asking is, how can you know about a song and wait this long and still be able to sue? Isn't there a statute of limitations for copyright claims?
Is there?
And the answer is yes.
Oh.
So although he can, so there's a Supreme Court case that there was a dispute over whether you could assert a defense of what's called laches. And laches in legal speak is the equivalent of saying, yeah, we may have done something wrong, but you waited too long to take any action,
mm-hmm.
and your non-action allowed us to get comfortable. And because we relied on your non-action, we went ahead and built up whatever we built up. And it would be unjust and not equitable to allow this case to proceed. And there was a case involving Raging Bull, the movie, and a similar suit was brought. The two lower courts, district court and appellate court, agreed with MGM, Warner Bros., I forgot, the movie studio.
Right.
And then it was taken up to the Supreme Court. And on the Supreme Court level, Supreme Court said, it was MGM. They said, listen, the statute's pretty clear. You have 3 years from which to file the suit. So even though you waited too long, all that means is that you can only recover for the infringement that took place in the immediately preceding 3 years. It doesn't preclude you from bringing the case altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fairly recent, maybe, the last 5-6 years, opinion, which has now opened the floodgates for a lot of suits that should otherwise have maybe not been brought.
Right. Now, you obviously are skeptical about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
As it proceeds down the legal road with various whatever has to happen, will a judge or someone along those lines also see what you're seeing and go, wait a minute, this is ridiculous?
Well, they're not going to say it's ridiculous because of the timing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think it's just ridiculous because, how do you just sit on your rights and not do something and you wait so long? But what the judge is going to say is, let's put aside this issue of your delinquency in bringing the case.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a case? And a typical copyright infringement case looks at whether or not there are two works that if you put side by side, an ordinary observer would say, that's a copy of the other one. It's not a very scientific method.
Right.
But the test is, are these two substantially similar? And the complaint is grossly lacking in what the substantial similarity is. All they've outlined is that the songs, which are not the same, don't have the same lyrics, are not the same tune.
Mm-hmm.
All they share is the title. And it's not copyright infringement to have the same title as another work. In fact, you can't copyright short phrases, and you can't trademark the title of a single work. So from that standpoint, the case should probably be dismissed because they haven't identified what the infringement really is.
So Mariah Carey really has nothing to worry about.
No, I think it's actually, you know what, might make you guys play her song even more and increase her royalties.
So she can keep her $20 million. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate your insight. Have a great night.
Thanks for having me. Have a great night as well.
Thanks.